Hello and welcome to Wild Moves. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Amy.
And we are bringing you a real, raw and raucous podcast.
An unfiltered truth behind running a business and running a family.
Dive in.
Let's get talking. Titty bit. How many titbits have we done now?
This might be five.
Five?
Do you think?
Like, oh my god, it's like five?
Oh my god. What's been happening in business at the minute? I tell you what I've done that's quite interesting is I interviewed someone on psychological safety the other day.
What does that mean?
So, psychological safety is a behaviour within a business or an organisation where you level up to be vulnerable and to call out behaviour that is not acceptable, enabling a safer environment to learn from, to grow and to scale within. So all high...
So like being the anti-bully.
Fucking yeah. It's like what we would do all day long. How can I learn from this? How can I do better? So all high-performing teams, there's been a massive piece of research done. All high-performing teams have got a lot of things in common. And it's not like strive. It is actually showing that vulnerability and getting to know and understand each other more and calling out behaviour that's not acceptable in order to learn from, so that you can admit mistakes. So there's not that I'm the boss, you're the employee, what I say goes. You have that healthy challenge as a culture embedded in your organisation or your business. Fascinating.
I actually was reading something the other day that said about the open door policy. It might have been a LinkedIn post, that how dangerous the open door policy actually is, because it's a way of manipulation.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it was fascinating because it was like, if a boss says my door is always open, it's basically saying, come in, grass up your colleagues, tell me what's going on, and then I'll probably fire you.
Yeah.
Because you're not performing, or you coming in and whining and whittling on, and I'll see your true colours.
But this is the opposite. That is amazing, but the complete opposite of psychological safety. So how
exactly? But everyone thinks that it's quite an old school thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's quite an old school. You can imagine that, like white collar. Anyway, that person sitting in the office that's got a job that they probably don't deserve. they've probably like clawed their way up.
Trodden on,
whatever it is, that kind of Wolf of Wall Street, you know, like my door is always open bullshit.
Yeah.
And actually, as a boss, you should never actually need to say it.
We shouldn't have a door, really.
Shouldn't have a door, but you should never have to say my door is always open. It shouldn't ever be like that.
Yeah.
Because if your culture's right, you wouldn't need to say it.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry.
Don't apologise. No, because we're having a chat.
Okay, this is hilarious. This has come up in nearly every episode since we've done this. Is this going to be like the running theme?
Yeah, 100%.
We're having a chat.
I only play big and we're having a chat.
I changed my reminder this morning.
That's big.
I know, because I started it, you finished it.
Complete finisher. what time's yours?
9:30.
Oh, mine's 9 a.m.
Yeah, but I'm always either dropping the kids off or still getting ready. If I've done a workout, I will still be getting ready at 9.
Oh, so. My princess.
I know, I am a bit of a princess. I love having a workout and meditation.
Oh, shut up. I can't. No, there's no space for it in my life.
Not yet. But then I've got a Peloton. It makes it easy, doesn't it? So fucking bougie, isn't it?
I've got a Peloton.
I've got nothing else, but I've got a Peloton. Best thing I ever bought. And actually, my payment's finished this year. That's really exciting, isn't it?
It's exciting.
I actually own it.
I was talking to Matt Billett, so I will sit at my desk all day and
it's
not...
It's really bad for you.
Yes.
Do you not take a break or anything?
To wee, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it got to the end of the day and my ankles were a bit swollen. And that's the first time that's happened. I said, other than when I was pregnant, I said to Matt, I think I need to get a treadmill, you know, one of those walkie treadmills for under my desk.
Yeah.
And he was like... No, you need to walk outside. And I was like, there's no time. I can't. There's no time. There's too much to do. No time.
It's not good for our brains, though, to have that amount of pressure, is it?
No. Are we? So, back to psychological safety. Yes, I should walk. Yes, that might be better for my life. Yes, yes, yes. We should all be doing things better.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're not designed as humans to work at our desk that amount of time.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Or for that long period. It's meant to be like an hour burst, isn't it? Anyway.
Yeah.
So what did Matt say about your treadmill?
Categoric. Just go out and walk. Because it's not just the benefits. Well, one, it's free, but two, being in nature puts things into perspective, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right, but am I going to implement it? Probably not.
No. It does make a huge difference. So even meditation. So I'll only do like a 20-minute class. If I'm rushed, like this morning, I didn't want to get out of bed. Piper woke me up in the middle of the night. Like, I don't, yeah. I'm past those,
yeah, yeah,
like being woken up now.
Yeah.
So when it does happen, I feel really shit. But yeah, she woke me up and then I was like, you know, when you're just snuggled up and I was like, I'm so cozy. My alarm went off at 6:30. I was like, I'm so cozy. I'm so warm. I don't want to get up. And then Martin came in for a spoon. I was like, no, I definitely don't want to get up. I'm so comfy.
That's nice.
And then Piper came in and I was like, oh, family in a bed. It's like my favourite thing
that
in the world.
It's my favourite
all
thing.
All four of us in a bed together. Yeah. Oh, God, I love it so much.
Same. Apart from when you get kicked in the head.
No, I don't like sleeping together.
Oh, no, no, no. Just but, morning
like,
cuddle.
I love when we're all having a cuddle or yeah. we're all having a bit of, like, a cup of tea in bed yeah. or we're watching something.
We read it. So every night when we do nighttime story, we all read together on our bed.
Oh, I love it. So magical, isn't it? Because that's the shit they remember.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get my ass into gear this morning, so I only done a 20-minute session. Mm-hmm. But if I'm doing a 20-minute, I'll go hard and do like hitting hills.
Ooh.
It's really good. Hannah Frankson. Oh my God, she's my favourite. So and the music was banging, so it really got me going quickly. And yeah. then I'll finish with a 10-minute meditation.
I can't meditate for sure.
Neither can I. I don't, but I come up with some great ideas.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I've got the flip chart in here. Because if I've meditated, then afterwards I'll just make a note. I don't know. I do a guided one.
How do you meditate?
What on my yoga mat in front of the chair.
Oh, so you put the yoga mat down?
Yeah, because you're meant to be on the floor, really. You shouldn't be sat in a chair. You should be...
Are you laying down?
No, I cross leg. I sit up.
Oh, right.
But the I have a rolled up mat underneath me, so it puts your hips up a bit.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm a bit hot and sweaty anyway, so I just put my jumper on and then, like, cool down. But
yeah, because you start to get cold quite quickly, yeah. I imagine. I'd love to do that in time, I think.
Get a pelly, man. They're amazing.
Or just, I think if I was walking, imagine walking and working.
I couldn't do that.
No?
No, I couldn't do it.
Huh.
And also, I can only work out first thing in the morning. And because I get so sweaty... I have to do it when it's hair washing day. Martin thinks it's hilarious because yeah. I'm like, well, I have to work out on these days because then it's hair washing days and I can't do it in between because otherwise I'll have to wash my hair. And he was like, what?
Yeah, I'm a sweaty motherfucker when it comes to exercise as well.
But I was like, I can't do a workout in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Because then I have to wash my hair and then it's like another half an hour, 40 minutes out of my day. I'm going to shower, wash my hair. So I have to time it. It's if I'm going to do it, it'll be 3 times a week, hair washing day. So, yes. But it does really make a difference.
I don't know. We have not recorded this video, but Amy's giving this little, like, you really need to try harder face.
No, it's not try harder. I just know how difficult it is when the kids are the age that yours are at.
Mm.
When you want to, you're ready to do something, but you haven't got the time to do it.
Mm-mm.
And I know how difficult it is. It wasn't you've got to do it. I just feel like even if you... had 10 minutes to try and meditate or something in the middle of the day, that would be beneficial for you.
Yes, but what I also could do is start walking to and from nursery, but it's a fucking long walk.
It is a bit of a trek, isn't it?
Yeah. And then I thought when we was coming here today, shall I walk? But again, bit of a trek.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. What else is interesting stuff's been going on in your life? I feel like we're on the edge of big thunking thoughts.
I'm meeting Tim tomorrow. Yeah, he's meeting me in the Farnham salon. Yes. I didn't know whether I was expecting him to cancel or something, actually, but no, he's well up for it. And I messaged him earlier and he goes, great minds think alike. I was just messaging you. And
spooky.
Yeah. And he said, I'm looking forward to seeing... see in one of your salons and then seeing how far we can take movies. Yeah. It's exciting, isn't it?
That's really exciting.
Still haven't done my business plan, though. I've got to get my arse into gear, really.
I think that's because something
I am chatting to you instead.
Absolutely fucking massive is about to go in there.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I've had another franchise conversation. So I've got four now. Just looking for premises. I've got a million and one jobs to do from my management meeting and then management training. And they're all little jobs that I just need to get done. I've got to redo uniform, like loads of stuff. And I can't quite outsource it yet because I don't have an ops manager.
Yeah.
But yet. I've had loads of different strategic moves within my teams. Mm-hmm. So I've got my Joski back, who has worked with me for 8 years, managing one of my salons, then went and managed a franchise salon. And now I've got her helping me out with one of mine in Horsham for a couple of days. I'm going to Horsham next week to spend some time with her and the management team. Like, there's just lots of strategic stuff. Mm. Like, it feels like a game of chess at the minute.
Lovely.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Mm.
And you know when you've just got a mammoth to-do list and then you're like, what could I procrastinate with? So I fanned around with logos yesterday.
Yes, you did.
And then what else did I procrastinate with? Oh, I did have a job. I've had a to-do list, thing on my to-do list for ages, which is to put the positions we're hiring for on our Mooey's website.
Yeah.
And I've done it.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's been on my to-do list for about 6 months, I think.
Well done.
But after the salons, they're like, there's a lot of them recruiting. So I was like, okay, well, I'll get it done. I will stick it on there.
Good job.
And then I need to update Indeed with our jobs. And then because of that, I then got distracted and realised that my Instagram feed wasn't working on the website, so I sorted that.
Oh, that's so annoying.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking annoying that you have to go through Facebook Meta to get
work.
A token.
It
doesn't work anymore. No. So I found a plugin.
Nice, well done.
A free plugin that shows your full Instagram feed. So fuck this whole messing around with tokens and access
shit.
I got
so fucked off, I just deleted mine. I all of
it. It's
so
annoying, but this plugin is really good. So, I'll fire it over if you want.
Thank you.
But this plugin also done Google reviews, and I can't quite figure that out, because Google reviews is a trickier one, isn't it?
Yes.
Getting your Google reviews. Oh, God.
Trustpilot, easy.
Nah, not Google, because then you've got to create another access code within another developer's site. Yeah. So I go down this rabbit hole,
tech rabbit hole.
But because we've got six salons and they've all got their own Google business that I have, I own, but they can manage. I need to get them from all of them and pull them together so that there's like a carousel of all the new reviews coming through. It will look sexy as fuck when I figure it out, but I could outsource this. But this is me procrastinating in its truest form. I don't know how to be a web developer. So guess what? I'm going to spend hours of my day figuring this shit out because it's fun.
So I did something similar this week too.
What?
I have updated the copy on Wildbird Marketing website.
Oh, well bloody done.
Yeah, it's not been changed since I launched.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to sort out mine.
But because we're launching the training course, I thought it will not resonate at the minute, like with the old copy, how it was. And I've probably been sitting on that job for about 6 months.
Oh, give me a high five.
Thank you.
Yes, well done.
I have updated it. I feel proud of it. I probably need to read it again. I remembered in the middle of the night the other night that I didn't do a hyperlink, which I need to go back and do. But it's done. And it's better. But it's done.
Yeah. Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
We love it when you just get shit done.
Tick shit off the list. The other thing is, I removed a whole page and that was so cathartic.
What, stuff that actually you don't need to do?
Oh, what the fuck is this doing there? Psh, deactivate that. Off the homepage. Off the toggle bar. See you later.
Oh, what, on your website?
Yeah.
What was it? What information did you have on it?
How it works.
Oh.
Which, in truth, works completely different with whoever it is. And it had my old packages on there. I used to sell by package, like one-to-ones. You could buy a Starling, you could buy a Brightbird, you could buy an Eagle package, and they would all have different things, but they were effectively all workshops. The hilarity is the Brightbird package is the foundation of the training course.
Wow.
Yeah, so it felt full circle.
I bet
circle.
You put loads of time and effort into thinking of those packages. Oh, yeah, well, didn't you?
Yeah. But I did, they were part of the business originally, but now they're not as relevant anymore.
I think it's really important to have a refresh and to evolve and understand, as long as you're not pivoting all the time.
Yeah.
But because you're not giving it enough time, if you're constantly, like, because if you pivot too much, it's normally because you're in fear mode, isn't it? Or it's not working, not quick enough, you're panicking, I've got to change it. But if you're pivoting because it genuinely needs it and it needs that refresh, or you need to go, you found your niche or you found your superpower, then I think it's a...
This is 5 years. Five years.
Has it really been going 5 years?
2019 set up, yeah.
God. Wow.
Yeah.
When's your 5-year anniversary?
Oh, it's like, shit, I didn't say that. It was like the 4th of January.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a real shame. Mm. Oh, God. And I've had some shitty jobs to do this week. Well, not shitty, but you know how I always say, like, I want to give people information, as much information as possible. Well, I have decided that a lot of the, in the nail world, there's a lot of possible outcomes. Same with waxing. But there's a lot of possible outcomes, nail conditions, things like that. And I would rather be open and honest and upfront about these things.
Yeah.
Because at the minute, the way the industry, I feel the industry works, is you've got the nail techs that are so scared of being sued that they just avoid. Avoid. It's not our fault. It's not our fault. We'll speak to this manufacturer. It's a problem. You've had an allergic reaction or something. It's not our fault. And then you've got the manufacturers who find every reason possible for it not to be their fault. You're using a different light. It's the wrong lamp. Nothing to do with the products that we're putting on them. It's all to do with that you're not matching the systems. Absolute bullshit. Mm-hmm. The insurance companies are like, you have to follow manufacturer's guidelines.
To the T.
Otherwise, insurance companies are bailing as well. Mm-hmm. And it's like this real mess of nobody taking any accountability or ownership. And I think there's an element in the middle where people are just either allergic or they're just sensitive or they've just got a thinner nail that can't warrant a heavier product.
Well, you're talking about a universal method for every human that's different.
Yeah. Yeah, so I done one on something called greenies, which is when the nails go green when there's water trapped in. People think it's mould and it's not. So I've done a whole blog and video on greenies. But there's another one on onycholysis. I've called it oncoliosis my entire career and I've realised it's actually called onycholysis. So that's really difficult. But onycholysis is when your nails lift from the nail bed. So it looks like you've got the white underneath and it can lead to fungal. A lot of people blame the products, which is true in some respects because it's a bit harsh. It's a chemical. But I'm trying to explain that it's the same as, like, you wouldn't bleach your hair every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Eyelash extensions are another one. You're using glue on your eyelashes. And if you just have a fine hair, you're normally likely to have a slightly bendy nail because it's keratin. It's the way that you are.
Yeah.
You're going to have a slightly finer eyelash, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm that perfect example. My nails are really bendy. I can't bleach my hair more than twice a year because otherwise it snaps. Mm-hmm. And I can't wear fake eyelashes because they just make my eyelashes fall out. Mm-hmm. So I struggle with all of it. So I would be that person that would get this onycholysis because of the trauma on your nail. My nails just wouldn't be able to handle it.
Yeah.
So rather than it being a blame culture, which it really isn't, it's a, yes, our product is a chemical. We have to respect that it's a chemical.
Yeah.
Just because it looks pretty and it's done well, it is still a chemical. Yeah. And it's our job to nurture your natural and make sure that everything's going okay.
But it's also the awareness of your own body as well.
Yeah. People just don't like that. They just want to... You see it in all the forums. You've got these therapists that are like, oh, my God, it's not our fault. It's all the brands. And they're like brand bashing. And then the brands are like, no, 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 with nail techs, you're not investing in your own knowledge. It's your fault. And then the clients obviously just think it's the therapist's fault. And the insurance companies are like, I don't care whose fault it is, as long as we're not paying.
As long as it's someone's fault other than ours.
Yeah. So, God, it's such a mess.
Yeah, but, you know, like, you can't just put stuff in or on your body without some sort of knowledge, understanding of, like, I know, I did used to get my nails done every couple of weeks. But I know that doing that is going to weaken my nail underneath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I know that when I come to have that break it's going to take a little while for them to grow back and to get mm-hmm. their strength back.
Yeah.
So that's my choice, though.
Yeah.
And it's about risk profile, but it's also about my understanding of how my body reacts to different things.
Yeah. But then I think also it's the way that it's sold. There's some people that wouldn't think like that. And
it's
that
not
would
your
go,
fault, is it? Like, it's...
No, but then I just think, well, if clients are coming to us and they think it's like a gentle system, then my marketing's not correct.
Yeah.
Because our system is all about nurturing your natural.
Yeah.
But it's not a gentle system.
Mm.
But also, if people want their nail polishes to last 3 weeks, which they do nowadays, it used to last 10 days and people were happy with that.
Yeah.
Now they want it to last 3 weeks. Well, what takes it to last 3 weeks is chemicals.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like, it's serious chemicals to make that last, because we all want to pay as little as possible to last as long as possible with perfect results.
Yeah.
So
with no impact.
With no impact.
To your natural.
Yeah. But, and then there's this, builder gels are so popular and they are incredible. But they are the strongest chemical we've ever seen in the nail industry.
Mm.
And, you know, you've got people that are literally doing a one-day course and then putting builder on people's nails.
Oh, my God. I feel like we could probably do a whole episode on the beauty industry and aesthetics and...
Yeah, so unregulated.
Oh, my God.
But then the difficulty with it is that it's unregulated, but also it's one of the lowest paid as well, because people don't want to spend the money that we should be charging.
Yeah. We've got a horrible toxic culture around it, really, haven't we?
Yeah, because if I put, like, we charge, how much do we charge for nail extensions? 45 quid, I think, for gel nail extensions. I think they are. We don't do that many of them because we're not that sort of nail bar, really. Mm. But if we charge what we should be charging, it would be about 75 quid. People wouldn't pay it.
No, of course they wouldn't. Because of the industry standard.
Yeah, because you've got all the non-standard salons.
Yeah.
But those non-standard salons use the cheapest possible products.
Yeah.
They're all fake products as well. And not all of them, I shouldn't say that. There's a lot of them that use fake products. Mm. They're not necessarily paying salaries.
Also, would they have insurance? If you think about beauty businesses or any business where the client is shielded from what those products could be, and bearing in mind the cost of everything has gone up exponentially, if as a business owner who doesn't have morals, you could save a few bucks by using a fake product, that must be massively prevalent in the industry now.
But a lot of the products, they're not branded, but a lot of clients don't really care. So the ones that do care come to us.
Yes.
Which the ones that don't care want to get a set of acrylic nails that is dental acrylic for £30. But it is the hardest form. It's so hard that if you bang it, it'll pull your natural nail off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is what, this is why Muis is so wonderful.
But it's the backlash of it.
I know,
so
because
difficult.
You're going against the grain. Like,
always. Yeah. I feel like I'm constantly treading mud. And so there's some people that, like, so I've done this whole thing on Ecolysis, and it will land well with a lot of people because I think education is really important. I think people need to understand that there's the area in the middle which is the truth, and it's not a blame culture, but it's about awareness and understanding. And then if it happens to you, let us help you deal with it and manage it. And this is when you need to see a GP, and this is when you need to check it's fungal and blah, 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 blah. It doesn't mean that the tools are dirty. But you've also got GPs who are then going, oh, your nail tech, you go into one of those horrible nail bars, it's unhygienic. And it's like, no, because you don't know about it.
Yeah,
you're just diagnosing fungal, but you're not even testing it with clipping. So how do you know?
Yeah.
And also, if your nails have lifted and you've got an area or gap between your nail and nail bed, guess what? You can pick up anything in that gap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's not always just dirty tools. Like, stop assuming. If everyone stopped assuming and actually educated ourselves a little bit more, then this could all work better.
Oh, it's like, do you know what it reminds me of? When we used to, when I worked in an office and something would go missing overnight, everyone would always go, oh, it's the cleaners. Cleaners have done this again. Cleaners have done that again.
Yes.
What on earth?
So I always feel like I'm in that person going, why are we all being a bit unkind?
Yeah.
Can we all just pull together and say, like, this is the truth.
Yeah.
This is the actual facts.
Yeah.
People are grown up enough. They have to be 18 to have their nails done with us. They're grown up enough to make these decisions. If I give them all the information, then they can make the decision based on their facts.
Yeah.
And then if all of our team know how to deal with it, then that would make it easier, surely. But the backlash of that, the problem is by being so open, you're then really vulnerable to bashing from the ones that aren't necessarily loyal clients anymore, don't come to us anymore, and they come at us with a problem they had a while ago. That's really difficult.
Yeah.
Because you have to be ready for it. And people are vicious on email.
I could, what keyboard
warriors. They can be, yeah.
Yeah. The other thing, though, is, like, because your marketing is so on point and because you articulate perfectly what it is to be a moo, what it is to be a client, and why that's so important, the majority of your clients are just going to respect you for what you're doing anyway. Yeah,
and as long as we're speaking to that avatar, as long as we're speaking to that avatar correctly, we're going to attract the right people, and it will 100%. It will remove the others. But I hate that feeling, you know, when people are unhappy and you know, I want to fix this for you, but I just don't know if I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really difficult. So that's been going on. It feels quite heavy at the minute.
Just keep
and I've got a yes, yeah, that's true, actually, my own advice. Yeah. And I've got to do a video on it, and you know, takes you a while sometimes. Sometimes I can do a video for social and just knock it out, and it's amazing and it's quick. And I don't care if I've got makeup on. I don't care if I don't have to be like
perfect.
Yeah. I'm quite happy just doing it at my desk. This is what I do. This is like the information is more important than the person presenting it, I think.
Yeah.
But I done one yesterday and I waffled on for like 10 minutes and I was like, oh God, I can't even put that out.
Have you let that one client get into your head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
She got to go.
Yeah, I know. I've had a few of them, though, in the last 6 months. Not only, like, probably three that have been really difficult.
One bit of advice?
Yeah.
Go back to your avatar, step in her shoes, and tell her what she
needs to do. She wants this information, she wants this advice, and then she'll come back 100%. Because of it. Yeah.
Don't talk to the naysayers. No. Talk to her.
Yeah. Good advice. Thanks, love.
My pleasure.
What a great tip. I didn't even think we'd be talking about that on Titty Bits.
Good old Titty Bits. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, love.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to give us a cheeky follow, wild_moos.
And if you've got anything that you want to hear from us, or if you've got any questions, please just ping us a DM. We'd love to hear from you.
And please subscribe.
Bye.